we say everything has Buddha nature. So we have to treat as a Buddha. To say everything has Buddha nature. Is not appropriate. Because if I say everything has Buddha nature, then Buddha nature and everything is realistic. Actually, everything itself is Buddha. And Buddha nature, we say, but this word is not so appropriate. Buddha nature, if I say Buddha nature, it looks like we have many nature. Human nature, Buddha nature, and nature of animal. But Buddha, by what we mean by Buddha nature is some special nature in comparison to other nature. Human nature. Human nature itself is Buddha nature. So there's nothing but Buddha nature. So when we say Buddha nature, everything has Buddha nature. This is already wrong. But tentatively, we must say everything has Buddha nature. In Japanese, for instance, I have two eyes. You say, I have two eyes. But we do not say, I have two eyes. We say, there are two eyes. The meaning is, and in Chinese character, I have, the word have means skin, which is part of our body. So when we say, I have two eyes, it means our eyes is a part of ours. Or we do not say even, there are two eyes, we say. So, I is, we do not say I. 目が二つあります。耳が二つあります。口が一つあります。There is one mouth, there are two eyes, and there are two ears. It means I have two eyes, and I have one mouth, and I have one nose. And that half means a part of us. It means flesh or skin. So, when we say, I have, everything has Buddha nature. What we mean is not so dualistic. Everything has Buddha nature, but tentatively, because there is no other way to say, we should say that we have everything has Buddha nature, even though it sounds very dualistic. And according to Dogen Zenji, to say a part of it is not perfect enough. Buddha includes everything, whatever there is in this world. That is a part of Buddha nature. If there is something outside of it, outside of Buddha, that is Buddha too. So it includes everything. Because it includes everything, it is independent being in its absolute sense. Even though you accumulate things one by one, it will not result Buddha. If you divide Buddha in various ways, that is everything you see. But according to Dogen Zenji, a part of it is not perfect enough. Because if we say part of it, the relationship between things is ignored already. Part of, I am part of, I am a member of our family, if you say. The relationship between you and your brother is not expressed well. It is ignored. So, Dogen Zenji said, everyone is not member of family. Everyone is family itself. Because if there is, someone is missing, that is not perfect family anymore. So relationship between member families says more than the member. So that is why I must say everything has Buddha nature is not a perfect expression of the teaching. So Dogen Zen says, if you must treat everything, or he says, you must treat a grain of rice as if it is your own eyes is part of you. And the soul is the grain of rice. As you know, there's a famous story. If you go to AH, there is half deep bag. Water, a bridge, and Shakyo. Because Dogen Zen used to bring back the leftover water to the river. After he used half of the dipper of water, he took it back to the river again. At AH, we never wash our face with full of water. We use just 70% of water in our washing basin. And when we empty it, we do not empty water this way. We dip it, empty it this way. If you empty it this way, you must be very careful. If you are not, we know what will happen to us. So, anyway, we have to empty it very carefully. We treat things very carefully. And we respect things very much. In the framework of economic world, to consume things will encourage producing things. So to use many things will help circulation of money. In this region, in this economic reason, you do not treat things so well. Nevertheless, I found your cup is very thick. Because you will break it if it is thin as we have in Japan. You one dozen of cup will be destroyed every day in your kitchen. So you are very thick. But ours is so thin, you know. It is easier to handle if it is thin. But you have to treat it very carefully. Or because we treat it very carefully, there is no need for us. Cut. To be so thick. And usually we treat things with both hands. Sometimes, you know, some beginners will carry their eating bowl like this. in one hand, like this. It looks very strange. Like pumpkin. We always, you know, carry things, if possible, both hands, and you carry things, many things in one hand or at once. We carry, we do not carry so many, and we will carry one by one, going back and forth. This is more or less Japanese way. Why we do that is out of question. It is not just to save money, or it is not just to be economic. It is, right now, it is a kind of Japanese habit. But this kind of idea originated from Dogen Zenji's way. And we appreciate when we appreciate smaller things rather than big things, big ones. Our mind is directed all trivial matter, rather than something great. And we do it without asking why. We just do it because we respect it. That is even more than respect. To respect things is something dualistic. To be one with it, to respect. When we become one with it, there's no idea of big or small. Smaller things is easier to be one with it. And simpler things is easier to practice one of the duality. We do not even figure out why we do this. So, this is the matter of the sense, you know. And this kind of sense is created with some, with our way in our practice in the wrong time. So it is rather difficult for you to observe our way. I think nowadays, young people come and practice Zen in Zen temple in summer vacation. If I told them to observe our way, they ask me why, like you do, you know. And it is rather difficult to explain why. Because we do not do it with some reason. This is just habit. So habit is very important. So to observe way until you it become a habit of you is very important. Sometimes I, you know, I am amused myself to observe Japanese way in America. When I go to grocery store, I usually buy worst fruits. Or oldest bitterness. If I see something good, I take off something good to find something bad. And I buy something, the worst one, because I feel very sorry. The worst one. This is habit, you know. And I pay the same amount of money. So at the store they are interested in my real value. Why don't you take this one? This is better. No, I want to buy this one. And they say, why? Why? No, I don't say, I don't know why. I amuse myself, my habit. I have very funny habit. But I couldn't get rid of my forgetfulness. I tried pretty hard, but I still forget. But to repeat something is not so difficult. If you repeat it, it will be a part of you. And this is how we observe our way. Here, at the Sahara, you do not pass big thick or dish, you know. You divide mine and put it in front of me. But if you pass, you know, our pickles in one big dish, starting from me, I always eat. I shall always eat the worst part. And in the monastery, the last one will eat the best part. This is, you know, our way and our habit. No one asks us why. But sometimes, when I was young, some people explained why. He said, you should cultivate your virtue. You should accumulate your merit. If you do not eat, if you give others good part of the pickle, that much you will accumulate your virtue, merit. That is why you should take both part of the pickle. And I thought, you know, this is, then I would rather take the best part to save others to listen. I don't want to accumulate men for myself. But I didn't try, but I thought so. Really, I thought so. So, there's no reason, actually. If there's some reason, as already said, you will be punished but punishment, you know. But we cannot believe punishment either. So reason why is everything has Buddha nature. And that will be the final answer. That will be the final answer. In this way, and the best way to understand what is Buddha nature is just to practice our way and treat things very carefully. Because even though everything has Buddha nature, it does not mean you can mix up everything. As Dogen Zenji said in his instruction for cook, something which should be put higher place, should be put higher place. Something which should be lower place, should be lower place. Everything has its own function and virtue. So according to the virtue, we should treat them. If we treat them according to its virtue, only when we treat them according to its virtue, through value or same value, everything will have same value. Because water cannot be exchanged for fire. Fire has its own virtue, and water has its own virtue. So water should be in the kettle, and fire should be under the kettle. You know, if everything is its own place, everything has same value. He says, so we should not mix up everything. In same value is in the different the absolute value. Everything has absolute value because of its differentiation from each other, because it is different from others. If everything is same, they will lose the value. It should be different. Because it is different, it is variable. So, to mix up everything is to kill Buddha nature. There is no more Buddha nature. So, when one is teacher, he should be teacher. When one is student, he should be a student. But it does not mean student cannot be a teacher. So we rather put emphasis on validity than universality. We acknowledge the differentiation, or we appreciate the differentiation rather than universality. The validity will be acknowledged when universality, or when the absolute value reveals itself on some special thing, which is different from others, other being. When you put emphasis on the universality, you know, everything rules its own value. When you mix, you know, male and female and divide into you lose your life. Man should be a man and woman should be a woman. Because, you know, man and woman is different. There is body and there is life. So we rather put emphasis on the difference between each being. Although we put emphasis on difference, we do not acknowledge, we do not discriminate which is better. It is different, but both is same value or absolute value because it is different. When you put emphasis on universality, it means you are killing things. At least the value of things will be ignored. True value of each existence will be ignored. If you see if it is like to see many mountains in one view, you can see many mountains, you know. You will enjoy to see many mountains, but if you are interested, when you are interested in the sight of the mountains, you see the value of each mountain will be ignored.